Hundreds of looters ransacked shops early this morning in parts of Argentina. Over the last few days, the four-year-old Argentine economic crisis has taken a turn for the worse. Anger at the government's austerity measures has some turning to crime. The government is running out of money to pay the interest on its $132 billion public debt, and a run on the banks was stopped only after authorities partially froze cash withdrawals. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
The events of the past few weeks have rattled Argentines, especially those who have money. And an odd side effect of the crisis, there's been an uptick in the sales of luxury goods. Mercedes-Benz salesman Hugo Gondra says several new customers have bought cars in the last week as a kind of emergency investment. They're afraid of a devaluation, Gondra says. They're afraid that if they have 10,000 one day, some new economic measure will cut it down to 5,000. Argentines are worried that the government is about to take dramatic action, if not devaluation, then confiscation. To stop a run on the banks, the government has already banned large money transfers out of the country. It's also limiting cash withdrawals to $1,000 a month, forcing people to use debit cards and checks, which keeps the money inside the banking system. Outside a bank in downtown Buenos Aires, Juan Alaimis, a young graphic designer, says the new rules are making life complicated. It took him half a day just to deposit his paycheck and withdraw some cash for his wallet. He says the new banking regulations are nerve-wracking.
The way these economic measures are constantly changing, one day we're allowed to withdraw 250 pesos. The next day, they allow 1,000. We've gone back to the old days when you couldn't plan more than a month ahead. Nowadays, you can't even think a week ahead.
For Argentines, the situation is reminiscent of the monetary chaos of the 1980s, when a desperate federal government had a habit of freezing private bank accounts. This time around, President Fernando de la Rúa has pledged not to confiscate money, but economist Juan Luis Baur says people are right to worry what the government's next steps might be.
When you begin with this process, you have no choice, but you have to move very quickly. You have to close the doors where people can go out from the system.
Bauer says trapping people's money inside the banks is only a temporary fix and an unsustainable one. He says the absence of cash in hand forces commerce to deal in IOUs and other forms of dubious credit, a situation he believes will lead to a financial meltdown. Longer term, he says the problem is Argentine's plummeting confidence in President Fernando de la Rúa's ability to handle the situation. So far, the president has been uninspiring. We've reached a critical moment, which calls for a group effort. That's the kind of pep talk de la Rúa offers his countrymen as national bankruptcy looms. The president is widely caricatured as a half-catatonic waffler who's bungled the economic situation, and his poll numbers have sunk to single digits. Argentines are especially angry that the government is trying to maintain payments on its foreign debts at the expense of public servants, many of whom have been paid in IOUs since August. The economic crisis had generated a political crisis as well, with rumors of the president resigning only 2 years into his four-year term. De la Rúa's arch-rival, flamboyant former president Carlos Menem, is already circling the presidential palace, positioning himself to take over should the De la Rúa administration collapse. This despite the fact that Menem has just spent 7 months under house arrest for suspicion of massive corruption during his last term in office. But the political maneuvering leaves most Argentines cold. Outside his tiny grocery store in the countryside south of Buenos Aires, Roberto Garcia says no politician is able to solve the most urgent problem of all, the simple shortage of money.
We took out a loan, but nowadays all my customers are paying me with government IOUs. I take the IOUs, but the bank won't accept them, so I haven't been able to pay off my loan for 3 months.
The money crunch is made even worse by the fact that incessant rains and flooding have turned the flat plains of rural Argentina into a muddy mess, and many farmers haven't been able to start spring planting, depriving seasonal laborers of their income. Sandra Morales Debra, the owner of a little countryside clothing shop, says she doesn't have much hope for the future.
Al ritmo que vamos, a mí me parece que esto no tiene mejoras ni ahí.
At the rate things are going, it seems to me there's no way they'll get better, Morales says. When asked how she can smile at such a thing, she replies, "What do you want us to do, cry?" and she says she and her neighbors will find ways to weather the cash shortage. For example, her shop now sells clothing almost exclusively on the basis of IOUs and store credit, much in the same way her country is doing business with the rest of the world. Martin Casti, NPR News, Utuado, Buenos Aires Province.